Friday, February 14th, I listened to a portion of a radio show by economist Richard Wolff, in which he was commenting on a recent CNN poll which found, he said, that 2/3 of U.S. citizens, quote, want government to make the distribution of wealth and income in the U.S. less unequal. He then said that, and these are his words, quote, these were the same numbers collected in 1983 under Ronald Reagan. From 1983 until last month, the distribution of wealth has become more unequal, and yet the same 2/3 are displeased as were displeased in 1983, and with greater inequality now. Republicans bear some responsibility for not doing what the people want done, but Democrats also have failed. Both have presided the last 30 years over an exact opposite of what the people want. What lesson do we draw from this? Republicans and Democrats share common responsibility for not doing what Americans clearly wanted, but neither party delivered. Both parties are disconnected from what a clear majority want. Growing inequality must serve the interests of somebody. Those who favor increased inequality obviously are the big corporations and the wealthy, the 1%. Their interests have been served, unquote. Now, I call this propaganda. And by the way, we're going to, in a second, hear the words of Noam Chomsky speaking 20 years ago, saying the same thing, that for 30 years, the state has delivered exactly the opposite of what the people want. So the words of Richard Wolff I call propaganda, yet most folks on the left would not. And the needed energy will elude us. The necessary forward-thrusting momentum will elude us unless we push forward some necessary discussions, necessary at least by my reasoning. And once submitted to your scrutiny, I hope you will agree. Necessary for a critical mass that is on the same page to seed. You see, I draw a very different lesson from the stasis of those numbers, but I've not heard any pundit express that perspective. While Wolff's, we hear ad infinitum, and not just for 30 years, but for centuries. What does this tell us about strategy? Hearing Wolff this past Friday particularly struck me because I've been quite literally pondering the very same thing he's calling our attention to. Because I'd found a book from 1996, this is the one I just alluded to, that had a foreword from Noam Chomsky in it. And at the end of that foreword, it says it was excerpted from a 1966 Z Magazine article and from the transcript of a lecture, the Cleveland Marshall Fund lecture, in 1996. So here are its two first paragraphs. Quote from Noam Chomsky from 1996. Public attitudes shed interesting light on what's happening in the corridors of power. More than 80% of the public feels that the government is run for the benefit of the few and the special interests, not the people, up from a steady 50% for a similarly worded question in earlier years. The same percentages feel that the economic system is inherently unfair and that working people have too little say in what is going on in the country. More than 70% feel that business has gained too much power over too many aspects of American life. And a lot of what he's saying is quotes that he's lifting from an article. And has benefited more than consumers from government deregulation. 2/3 say that the American dream has become harder to achieve since the 1980s. And by what Business Week calls a stunning 95% to 5% majority, the public believes that corporations should sometimes sacrifice some profit for the sake of making things better for their workers and communities. And this is still quoting Noam Chomsky, continuing, second paragraph. Such attitudes, novel only in scale, suggest some conclusions about how the population perceives the workings of power. But these are not the conclusions that have regularly been drawn. For example, by the journal that reported in 1992 that 83% of the public think that the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer, and the economic system is inherently unfair. From these facts, we are to conclude, and he's suggesting that this is propaganda, we are to conclude that people are angry at their well-paid politicians and want more power to the people, not more power to the government. And then he comments on this, that is an intriguing interpretation of the facts reported, though it makes some sense on two essential principles that the doctrinal system has labored to implant in the public mind. That first, that government cannot be responsive to public interests. So this is what he's saying, we're being trained to think by the quote-unquote doctrinal system. Government cannot be responsive to public, Government cannot be responsive to public interests. And second, private power does not exist. Even though the Fortune 500 control almost two-thirds of the domestic economy and much of the international economy, with an enormous impact throughout the political and ideological institutions and the society and culture generally, unquote. And that's a foreword to the book, Corporations Are Gonna Get Your Mama. So, what is the interpretation, the correct quote-unquote interpretation by his light? Private power, he establishes at the outset, is necessarily corporate. The villain we are to gnash our teeth at is quote-unquote capitalism. I call that misdirection. Now, first sentence aside, this could have been written today, right? And his point that is going to be reiterated in the next quote we have from him, that there is a, quote, gap between public preferences and public policy, is the exact same point Richard Wolff was making on Friday. And while pundits on the left all want us to fix government, quote unquote, make it more responsive, what we never hear discussed is the pundit's role in this constant reproduction of stasis. But the left pundit's constant focus on polls, along with that Chomsky first sentence, got me thinking. You know, because I've been so used to viewing polls as primarily propaganda tools trotted out at decisive moments, generally involving voting, that I overlooked the obvious, that power is obsessed with knowing what we are actually thinking, not just what they're trying to manipulate us into thinking, which means that they know much more precisely than we can, given our atomization, until we start overcoming it, to what degree we are already more and more uniform in our thinking. We are more and more of one opinion when it comes to rulers. We don't want them. And that this is a global phenomenon.